You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall.
You're living under the shadow of an evil government represented by this tree and the trees that sit underneath it. It's a shadow that covers the land, and this shadow quenches the fire of every pastor that comes under this region. Destroys relationships, encourages backbiting, gossip, and all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't do if you were living somewhere else. It was hard. You know, this is 21 verses. We couldn't even get past verse 10 because we were revelating so hard last night. Thus it was beautiful in greatness and in the length of its branches, because its roots reached to abundant waters. The cedars, verse 8, in the garden of God could not hide it. Now this is talking about Assyria, but I'm talking about you. The fir trees were not like its boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like its branches. No tree in the garden of God was like it in beauty. I made it beautiful with a multitude of branches, so that all the trees of Eden envied it. That were in the garden of God. And then we came here and got the word counterfeit Eden. Counterfeit Eden. But this is the destiny, right? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height, and it set its top among the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up because of its height, therefore I will deliver it into the hand of the mighty one of the nations, and he shall surely deal with it. Let me tell you something. Jesus is, in this age, the mighty one inheriting all the nations of the earth. And I'm telling you, God sent me here to put this Yggdrasil tree in the hand of Jesus. You know what it says next? He shall surely deal with it. I have driven it out for its wickedness. Aliens, the most terrible of the nations, have cut it down and left it. Its branches have fallen on the mountains and all the valleys. Its boughs like broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone from under the shadow of it. Can I tell you something about intercession and warfare? It delivers populations when it's done right. Whole populations change in the way they relate to each other. They don't even know why prosperity and peace and restoration of roads have come to them. But someone has tackled a major serious problem with the power of Jesus Christ. The whole region changes. Government changes. People stop doing sorcery in the region because the land vomits them out. So you have this Yggdrasil tree, but it was two trees. It was two trees. Because the second tree is this Kabbalah tree. And I'm going to tell you a couple of things about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a counterfeit creative template that reveals the government of Lucifer. It is so wicked, so evil, so defiled. I am actually of the opinion that it was the actual tree in Eden called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because of the perfection with which it reveals the government of Lucifer. And wouldn't it be just like Lucifer to use the people that God chose in the Old Testament the Jews who represent him, beginning at Israel, to hijack that religion for the revealing of the purest revelation of his own government and system of magic. Now, with that said, we began to map. Because here's one of the things about these cosmic trees. They feed on a river of blood. They feed on a river of blood. You know where the blood comes from? Sacrifices. Death. Destruction. And so, in your region, we have four rivers that have been defiled by witchcraft and a river of blood that these trees draw on from a cosmic perspective. And so, we began to map all of this, and then the fact that this is also connecting you to governments in Middle and Hollow Earth. And that this has become a place where a shade has covered the whole region. And then we got tired and went to bed. Now this is what we're going to do tonight before we go to bed, because I realize it's going to be 8 o'clock in 20 minutes. I mean, we're going to 8:30 or 8? 8:30. Oh. Every minute counts. Y'all doing okay with this? Let me tell you something. Buy a donkey. Today, as we got into land work, we hooked up with Anyala. And, you know, she has birthright in the land. Birthright in the land, which actually matters when you're talking about territorial warfare. I always want to know that someone in the crew has birthright inheritance in the land when we're really doing deep stuff. Otherwise, you need really hefty mandates, and but you know, God finds a way. But she does, and so we got together with her, and we went to Brighton, which is the source of one of your rivers. That's where it starts. And we're driving around, and I'm telling you, it's weird. It's weird because. Because we're just driving around and Samuel's just giggling. He's just giggling and happy. So excited. How did you wait? I was up at 3 in the morning. I've been dealing with nonsense all night. This, and then my baby woke up at 6, 2 something. Early. Then I was just up. So I was in the spirit. But he was just. She slept all night too. I mean, I was like, this is just... So this guy's in there, and we're driving, and I'm like, where are these rivers? And we just drive into a dirt road, and there's a little town, and I'm like, this can't be right. And everyone else in the car is like, yeah, this can't, where is it? And so we drive past a fence, and the GPS says, you have arrived. And I'm thinking, I've been through this before. Google Maps has struck again. This cannot be the source point of the river. There's no water. Just a fence and a little bridge that's broken. I don't get it. So we're looking around and we pull up a picture on Yella's phone, and it's like, no, this is the spot. This is the source of the river. And so it's literally a hole in the ground. Behind a fence. So, we were We were actually waiting for Pastor MZ, and you know, so we waited for a little bit, and then we were like, okay, we're just gonna go for it. We're just gonna pray. And we got all these things that we pinged. I didn't tell you about the Phoenix because there was a real big ping on Phoenix. Octopus, there was spider. I mean, so we're trying to plan, like, where do all of these things that we pinged in the spirit land relative to this spot? And so I begin to pray. And one of the things that I immediately begin to go after is the entrapment of dead human souls under the ground. And they're sitting in knots established by the roots of these evil trees, in addition to pocket realms belonging to sorcerers, dungeons, prisons in the astral, where humanity is being held hostage. Now, let me explain to you something about souls in captivity. Because the body of Christ does not understand this. And one of the big things you're going to have to deal with anytime you do something territorial is you've got to deal with the souls of both the living and the dead. Soul hunting is a process by which you go after the soul fragments of people that have been traumatized to capture them out of the body, transport or traffic them to some kind of region of captivity in the astral under your jurisdiction, and then you mine those soul fragments for power. Sorcerers do this all the time. They were doing it in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. It actually talks about the witches that were using pillows to capture souls. And God said, you're going to have to let those souls go. But they do it by harvesting soul fragments. And then they hold on to them after people die, and they capture them, and it is this really awkward conversation around the realms of the dead interfacing with land in actual physical geographic places. I talked about this at both of the conferences I've been to. Jesus actually reveals this in a conversation on Gehenna. I'm not going to unpack that whole thing tonight because we're driving in a bigger story, but I'll maybe unpack it tomorrow. So I'm with this knowledge, praying into this, and we're busting it up. We're busting up these root systems. We're busting up these evil realms. I'm pulling in my Archie. I have a whole series of that on YouTube if you don't understand what that concept means. And then after a while, I just stop, and it's like, okay, who else wants to pray? And then Samuel just goes off and starts praying. I don't even know what. And then we're all praying and doing different things. At some point, Samuel tried to jump over the fence and pour salt in the little hole, and we couldn't stop him. And, you know, but we're just praying anything that comes, because we're just like, all right, download, pray. What we see, we speak. What we see, we speak. And at a certain point, we were repentant. We were repenting on behalf of the land for the evil that had been done in the land, the sorcery, the bloodshed, and the calling on of war spirits. War spirits during battles with the English. There were war spirits that were invited in and called upon for those battles, creating legal rights, defiling the land. And then we jumped out of the car and we're all walking around barefoot. Now let me tell you something, intercession for land sometimes looks a little weird, prophetic acts. So we're running around barefoot, I didn't have any shoes on, I'm just in the mud, in the name of Jesus, and stomping around. Samuel got to it first. And we're having a good time, even Kendra had her shoes off, and she's waving her flag and doing this. I mean, and then Samuel sees this dark fallen angel coming in on a horse. Just in the spirit, he just sees it. It's like, all right, these guys are going at it. Let's stop them. Let's try to intimidate them with the presence. I'm a fallen angel. But see, the thing is, because I know who I am in the kingdom, and I know the price I've paid, and so it's everybody else. I get to use language that I don't recommend everybody use. But God sent me here for this. So I looked at that fallen angel. I said, you are outranked.
Come on.
You're outranked. Why are you wasting anyone's time? And then I start setting up arrays in the spirit. Engines of war, catapults, spear launching devices, all of that, and I just detonate them all in the name of Jesus. That thing had to let all of its tethers go and rang. And then we were just like, all right, that was expected. Then we held hands and we said, you know what, we are going to fire Anton LaVey from the land. We're going to fire him. And so we held hands, me and these wonderful ladies, and I'm going to tell you how it worked. So I'm holding hands, Aniela's here, and Leone is here, and we're praying, Elna, and we're just literally firing him. And I'm going after him, his thrones, his prisons, his path, because he created in the spirit these like paths for sorcerers in the spirit. So we're seeing all this stuff. Paths for sorcerers to follow. Embedded objects that had been embedded in the land by him for legal rights, posthumous, other things that were binding him to this. I'm going after everything. Just like, you know, I crush it in Jesus' name. And I get to the end and I mention his throne and gemstones, and then we see something else in the spirit, right? This is how you do this work. It's very interactive. Daniel, there's a dragon and there are gemstones in its tail, and it's sitting at the feet of Anton LaVey. Fantastic. Another target, right? So again, this is not the kind of work that you do when you don't have any authority. You've prayed 5 minutes a day at best for the last 5 years of your life. Like, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines. But these ladies, oh, right? So we're going. They see this dragon, and I'm like, yes! I pull out my sword in the spirit. I was like, I cut your tail off. I cut the gemstones out. I pierce your belly. I cut the dragon. Chop off its head in the name of Jesus. And then, at that point, the land releases a key. But I forgot to say the best part, because Samuel was at some point jumping over the fence, trying to pour salt and all this, barefoot. But we're going after Anton LaVey, and he's like, I gotta get some of this. So he runs back over, and we're like 60% through the prayer. He breaks his way into the circle, holds hands, and goes, rawr! It's like, this is so funny. Yes, you get it, Samuel. So his, but that was his spirit. That was his spirit. He's throwing punches as well. And so we're doing this as a team. Now, as the lion gives up the key, that's something that Samuel sees. He sees the key, and Aniela is standing there, and he's like, you have the birthright in the land. You need to take the key. And she's like, amen. And I'm just like, no. Aniela, you repeat after me, I receive the key. So she says, I receive the key. And at that moment, literally on cue, and I'm telling you, as we're going through this, there was a Sagomo that started coming towards us, bam, just ran away. And then there was another one that kind of came forward, and then another lady, it was a mother, and she came almost on cue as soon as she said, I receive the key. She said, are you guys trying to go in here? Do you need a key? It was like on cue, right? So all of this weird stuff, you say, oh man, you guys are just weird Christians making stuff up. You know, we have medication for that. Oh, there's no medication for this. Then see, so on cue, because it's all in the spirit, it's by the spirit of the Lord. This lady walks up and says, I know where the key is. We're going to get you the key so you can go inside on the land. So, now, we're talking with a guy who's like a pastor in the area, and another Sagomo had come over, and they're talking with us too. And they're like, yeah, as soon as you guys started to pray, I could tell everything was changing. And so we're just talking. He's like, so how is it that you believe that Jesus is God, and also that people can get power from this water source? Because I don't really mean Christians like that. I mean, we know it's true, because they come here all the time. They dump silver in the river. They consult with what they believe is a type of creator God in the water. And then they take the water, they get power, they take it and do sorcery with it. That's why the place is all quarantined off. They explain the whole situation to us. They're like, well, you just need to be careful. You need to respect the God. And I was like, I respect Jesus. Do you know who I am? But, you know, they did. And so, but anyway, we're all there as a team, and we're doing this, and we're doing it under a mandate for you guys. This is for you. Because I'm going to leave. You get to live here after we're done. But
thank you.
They open the gate, and they give Aniela the key. So she actually prophetically opens the gate, and then it's like stuck, so they have to push the gate open for us. So we get the key, unlock it, and then the town pushes it open for us, and we walk in. We just walk in, and we walk right over to that water source where they consult with their God and pour silver coins and do all their witchcraft, get their witchcraft water, and we begin to minister to the elemental of water. Because, see, this is the thing. They protect these water sources because these water sources are feeding the evil trees in your region. I'm weaving this for you. You can't make this up. It is, but this is the world of intercession and territorial warfare. Okay? So we are ministering to the water, and I just stand there as a priest in my spiritual priestly garments, barefoot with jeans and this shirt on in the natural, and I'm just ministering, putting living water from the river of God in there, interfacing the land with heavenly gold. And then you know what I'm commanding? I am commanding the restoration of prosperity to the region, because the waters are supposed to carry the prosperity through the region, but instead it's been carrying sorcery and witchcraft. Healing. The water is supposed to carry healing to the region. So we're ministering to the source of the water. And then, as we're doing this, there are 7 locals that are standing there with us, just watching. Wow, this is cool. And they were like, do you want Jesus? And they're like, yes. Yes, we all want Jesus. Even the Sagomo got Jesus. Took off her head wrap and everything. Renounced ancestral worship on the spot.
I mean,
as we're ministering to the thing, when they opened it up for, I mean, this all happened. Just this afternoon. And we're just like sitting there like, is this really real? You know, so they all got Jesus. We had communion. We had communion with the source of the water. We put the bread of life in there. We poured out new wine in there. We blessed it. We broke bread with each other. We broke bread with them. And, you know, it was so convenient because the guy that we ran into that was a pastor was able to evangelize them in Zulu, because none of ours spoke Zulu, just Afrikaans and English. And so it was just totally facilitated by the Spirit of the Lord. Totally facilitated by the Spirit of the Lord. And then we left and got in the car and had lunch. But as we're driving away, we're all very happy and everything else is going on, and it's like, that was a big hit. It was one hit. It was one hit. This was all a predecessor for this conference. We did this work in advance of this conference. Because we may have brought redemption to a river, but I'll tell you what I believe the Lord wants to do before I leave. I think He wants to burn the whole forest down. I think He wants to burn the whole forest down. But the question is, how's He going to do that? How's He going to do that? Now, when it comes to territorial work, this isn't something that's best done by yourself in your basement. Territorial work is actually best done in a community. Because the Bible says, on this rock I will build my ecclesia.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against. Now you know what ecclesia is? A governing body. It's a community. It's not one person. You know, and the beautiful thing is, this is one of the reasons why God has people like me running around, is because under the government and umbrella that I carry, it's possible to go after things in the spirit that there isn't necessarily the strength for to go after without serious, unnecessary repercussions. But I carry a particular anointing for territory work, as does Samuel, by the way, as do these ladies. We all, you know, have a share in that kind of a thing. But there is strength to go after things as a community. And one of the first things I want to invite you to do with me is to renounce backbiting, slander, and gossip. Unnatural endings to relationships. Literally, opening our hearts up and saying, Jesus, I'm not going to continue to feed from this shadow government, eating of the fruit of these evil trees and doing things that are contrary to the nature I've received in Christ, participating with the problem, standing up to the devil and saying, you know what? No, and while I'm at it, I'm going to forgive the people I felt compelled to slam. So, now that you know what's on the table, now after this, I'd like to give Ermin a piece of my mind. But first, I think this is something really big for this. And let me tell you something, God. I have a particular bone to pick with backbiting, slander, and gossip. Disrespect of leadership. Because guess what? I've walked that road and I know a few things. Can I tell you, we navigated this for a year with our local church plant. I mean, it was an infection. It was awful. It's like a pussing wound that's just hideous. And it doesn't matter what the anointing is that's presenting or doing what God has said. When this is in the heart of the people, it shuts the spirit down. When people carry slander, gossip, disrespect, backbiting in their hearts, into their communities, into their corporate gatherings, into their meetings of the ecclesia, you have no power. Forget about it. We might as well just pack it up and go home. You have no power. And I've been in that environment where it's like, look, even my power, even all the stuff that I worked with Jesus to carve out in this environment, it's not much use because of what you guys are carrying in your hearts. Now, I don't know you people, so I say this to you from a very innocent place. I actually don't know anything except the environmental assessment. Most of you, I don't know your names, understand. I couldn't pick on you if I wanted to. Because I don't know. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you did. I don't know who you have a bone to pick with. Which is why it's very convenient for me to be the one standing up here and saying, stop and get yourself together. Stop it and get yourself together. Because if you want to be part of God's solution to burning down this whole counterfeit spiritual government and forest in this region with me at this conference that you've been divinely placed at for such a time as this, then we have to start on the right foot. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open it up. And first, what we're going to do is forgive. Forgive the people we have felt compelled to slander. That That's step one. Step two, we're going to repent for gossip, slander, backbiting, and the interruption of divine connections out of season. That's step two. Are you willing to go there with me? Because if you're not, you can always stand in the rain outside. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. It's no surprise to you that we are not perfect. You, King Jesus, became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And you said that we must confess. And if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord Jesus, you made it very clear that if we refuse to forgive, how is it that our Father in heaven will forgive us? Lord God, we receive the mandate. And so, Lord God, we bring before you. And as I'm saying this, everybody that's here, if those people that you have held aught against, you bring them to the front of your mind. Name them. Just say their first names under your breath. King Jesus, we bring before you those that we have had aught against. By choice. Because we're sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we understand our responsibility. And King Jesus, for all of those things that we have held that have caused us to say things we should not, to tear down where we should not, to backbite, to gossip, to slander, and to interrupt divine appointments out of season, we release forgiveness. Lord God, we forgive them for not showing up when they said they would. We forgive them for wounding our hearts. We forgive them for being unkind to our children. We forgive them for the backbiting and slander they executed against us. We forgive them for the harassment. We understand that by forgiving, Lord God, we are partnering with heaven's system of justice. In fact, in doing so, we are able to see our case of justice processing through the courts of heaven on behalf of our mistreatment. But today, we accept our mandate and scroll and responsibility. We forgive. We forgive them for those things. We lay it down. I am speaking that throughout this room, angels are issuing boxes. Boxes for the offenses to be placed. As you think and as you speak, these offenses that you know, they will fill these boxes. Because we hurt because we've been hurt. So Lord God, we choose right now to surrender offenses, Lord God. Offenses that we have held, offensive that have have spoken to us when we would rather be sleeping, when we would rather be enjoying fellowship with our families, offenses, Lord God, that have absolutely poisoned our thinking, even ability to receive in our lives, Lord God, to receive from leaders, to receive from ministers, to receive from friends and family. Lord God, we pour out, we let it go in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as a community, we say, Jesus, we surrender. Jesus, we surrender and we forgive. We surrender and we forgive. We forgive them. And we forgive ourselves for the things that we have done, locking us into cycles of shame. Oh yes, we forgive ourselves. And we receive your forgiveness, King Jesus. And Father God, as a community, we confess that we have engaged in backbiting, slander, and gossip. Lord God, the tearing down those you have put in our lives, your kingdom, the disruption of heavenly authority on the basis of the words that we have spoken, we confess and we repent. We repent of these things and we renounce them in the name of Jesus. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
And so, we declare that upon renunciation, the demonic forces that have been at work in our midst, in our lives, in our families, in our personal environments, in corporate environments, are bound, pierced through, and thrust out for judgment to wherever the Lord Jesus sends them right now. And Father God, as a community, as an ecclesia, we now step into intercession for the land. We identify through intercession as El Milieu and as representatives of this land and city, we confess backbiting, slander, gossip, Lord God, tearing down of leaders, friends, family, and the interruption of divine connections on behalf of our communities. Bloodlines, we repent and we renounce this work. And as your governing body in this region, we issue to the angels the paperwork that they need to move through the region to arrest these spirits that have been at work in this realm of activity, in this community, to pierce them through with many arrows. Lord God, you said if we would confess our sins and repent, you would come. You would heal our land. And we call in the heal. We call in the healing that is due to this land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, what we have said, we seal everywhere Yahuwah is. And now, Lord God, as we have addressed this piece of business, we move on. We move on because we want to see a shift in this land. The evil that has defiled this land must be punished in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we are stepping into corporate intercession for the land.
Yes.
And as your ecclesia, your called out ones, we choose to address Erie and Odin and Leviathan.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you this, Eerman and Odin, these guys are associated over here with the Yggdrasil tree. But Leviathan and Lucifer are associated with the Kabbalah tree. And I never got around to explaining to you the Kabbalah tree, but it was interesting from my perspective as I looked at it, because what I saw was that there was this great forest with this Yggdrasil tree with boughs that spread out over the other trees. And then it was like off to the side, a bit of a distance, was this second tree, this Kabbalah tree. And then I asked a few questions and I realized that your Freemasonic lodge had moved its location. Because if you didn't know this, the Freemasonic Society is the evangelistic arm of the Illuminati. And so what we're going to do is we're going to renounce these bad guys as a community, as an ecclesia. And then once we do, we're going to call for their judgment in the region. We're going to call for the land to vomit them out. That's my job. Your job is to agree with me. And to do this, I'm going to use a simple prayer. I call it freedom from fallen heavenly powers. No, I'm not. I have a better one. Deliverance of land. I've been using this prayer everywhere and at every conference we've made. It's been a growing work of the Lord. Wow. Why go small when you can go big in the name of Jesus? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through this, and that's going to be the end of the night. So, let's pray. So, Father in heaven, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we renounce this land's tethering to, overlaying and interfacing with, and all existence as Erin, as Lucifer, as Leviathan and Odin. We renounce all interface points with Ermelur, atoms, frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors, and markers. We address all the powers of darkness associated with Erman and Odin and Leviathan and Lucifer, including all related oversouls and quantum technologies, and serve them as representatives, priests, intercessors, and sons of God, serving on behalf of this land, a bill of divorce. We pull up the hidden documents detailing every covenant, contract, agreement, certificate, oath, and vow entangling this land, and include all related books of wisdom, books of philosophy, books of time travel, Freemasonic books, programming books, computational books, alchemical books, and all other evil sacred books, and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. We call for them to be nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ and burned with holy consuming fire. Do you agree? So in the name of Jesus, we pray that your heavenly hosts would be put on assignment to discover and apprehend every part, energy center, or gate belonging to this land that is loyal to, affiliated with, or in bondage to Irmin and Odin, Leviathan, and Lucifer. We pray that those parts of this city and region would be escorted before the throne of the Father and into the crystal sea to be purged and completely healed and delivered. Do you agree?
Yes.
We now identify all territory in this land occupied by Odin and Irmin and Leviathan and Lucifer, including territory in this land's atoms, frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors, and markers. We furthermore address all territory related to historical sites, godly altars, centers of commerce, centers of government, centers of spirituality, centers of family, centers of community empowerment, centers of scientific advancement, centers of arts and entertainment. We even include, Lord God, the school of sorcery. And to the fullest extent of our authority and rights according to our assignment in this land, we deed the territory over to the kingdom of God and invite you, King Jesus, to take the throne and to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. Do you agree? So in the name of Jesus, we now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point associated with Odin and with Irmin and with Lucifer and Leviathan and their interface points with this land and its atoms, frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors, and markers, and all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, connected realms, timelines, and all associated counterfeit inheritance. We place the blood of Jesus on every portal access point, in all timelines, every realm, age, and dimension, past, present, and future to infinity, and from the beginning across eternity, including all alternate earths, and seal them with the Holy Spirit. We declare they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortex. Do you agree?
Amen.
So we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we cut this land free from all ungodly tethers to yes. interfaces and overlays with yes. and existence as yes. Irmin and Odin and Leviathan and Lucifer. We liberate atoms, frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors and markers. We sever all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, related realms, timelines, and counterfeit inheritances in Jesus' name. Agree.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, the more you invest yourself as I'm going through this, the more they're going to hurt. So if you want them to have a real easy night, you keep being real disengaged and watch me do it. If you want to give the devil a real bad day, I want to invite you guys to stand up and to engage in another level. This is your opportunity to remind the devil that everything that you have suffered, everything that you have hurt over, every way your life has been broken has a consequence, and he's responsible to pay the bill. And so right now, with this opportunity to give him a real bad day, I want to encourage you to fully engage. Does that make sense? Does anybody want to give the devil a really bad day to make him realize that his whole plan for this new world order structure in your land is for naught, that he's been found out, and that he's gonna have to suffer some very serious consequences? If you think that the devil deserves a really bad day, I want to invite you to let out a bit of a war cry with me before we continue. And then we'll let another one out later on. When you let out a war cry, you make a frequency from your belly. You make a frequency. It's a frequency that takes down walls. It's the frequency that took down Jericho. It's something that takes everything in the kingdom of darkness and ruins it, giving them a whole lot to clean up, impaling them in a whole lot of ways, striking the kingdom of darkness with the fear of the Lord. Did you know that God is opening up an age where the powers of the heavens will learn to respect the sons of God? They haven't learned to respect you yet. But if there is anything that I want to leave as a deposit in this land, it is the reality in your minds that you will not settle and you will not quit until the powers of the heavens in this region have learned to respect you in the name of Jesus. And so let's let out a war cry from our belly. It's so easy. All you do is just go. On an international level, let me tell you something. You will have been participants in a world changer mission by the time we move on site. Are there any world changers in this room? So as intercessors over this land, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We cut this land free from the ungodly tethers to interfaces and overlays with and all existence as Lucifer and Leviathan and Irmin and Odin, and liberate this land's atoms, frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors and markers, and sever all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, related realms, timelines, and counterfeit inheritances in Jesus' name. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So as intercessors, as in intercessors over this land. We call for the return of every form of counterfeit inheritance associated with Odin and with Irmin and with Leviathan and Lucifer, inclusive of, and here it is, promised wealth, inheritance, and a flow of resources, reward, position, status, calling, ability, power, roots, pride. We return purpose in New World Order agendas, Antichrist agendas, evil artificial intelligence agendas, anything lying dormant, ungodly structures, ungodly grasps, counterfeit citizenship, ungodly citizenship, and all associated rites of passage, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance, in Jesus' name. We refuse it and sever the land from it, such that from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reverse, inverted, sandwich, and vortex, this land receives its inheritance in Jesus Christ and its families and its businesses and its commerce and its schools and its roads in the name of Jesus. Lord God, it says in Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. And we speak that this land receives the wealth, freedom, giftings, and abilities held hostage by Odin and by Irmin and by Lucifer and by Leviathan and by their evil trees and by their evil forests and by the related root systems and the hijacked waterways as recipients of wealth transfer in Jesus' name. We renounce the spirit children and ungodly offspring related to these entities in the region that are defiling the land and undoing quantum entanglements involved in their creation. We command their judgment and the purging of the spaces and realms they occupy or interface with by judgment through living water mingled with all-consuming fire. Do you agree? So we renounce all ungodly rituals, seances, abortions, evil sacrifices, sponsorships and affiliations, apprenticeships, royal appointments, marriage ceremonies, offices and council appointments, and relationships between politicians and the rain goddess. Lord God, binding the land with Lucifer and Leviathan and Odin and Irmin, we pray for an annulling of all associated dedications, ceremonies, and celebrations. And in doing so, we declare reversal upon every ungodly pronouncement or judgment passed against the inhabitants of this land and their households, offspring, finances, marriages, destinies, mandates, stars, godly scrolls, and every other implicated component of their lives. Do you agree? Yes. So we speak a blood transfusion and new breath of life into El Milur and from Jesus Christ. In the process, we declare that all Lucifer, Leviathan, Irmin, and Odin circuitry, nanotech, back doors, front doors, side doors, trap doors, inner doors, outer doors, Ancient of Days doors, infinite doors, hidden doors, cords, insects, vampiric structures, reset devices, energy draining devices, implants, wires, cables, chips, computers, chains, programs, backup programs, power sources, backup power sources, anomalous magnetic fields, gravitational manipulations, quantum regenerators, receptors, stardust, counterfeit timelines, time warps, black holes, boxes, tesseracts, counterfeit galaxies, counterfeit constellations, counterfeit solar systems, counterfeit universes, counterfeit cosmoses, amulets, sacrificial altars, realms of the dead, data packets and ungodly graphs are destroyed, and that all of their residue is purged with living water. Do you agree?
Yes.
So we take authority over the powers of darkness operating in and around this land that have been operating due to Lucifer and Leviathan, Irmin and Odin, and their interface points with the atoms and frequencies, essence, subatomic particles, godly life forms, plants, animals, elements, ley lines, energy pathways, energy signatures, anchors and markers in the land. We declare you're discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out for judgment. We disrupt the whole spiritual order. And Lord God, we let bombs of confusion off throughout this city in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the whole region being carpet bombed by worshipful frequency bombs right now. Lord God, we discover composite and hybrid entities operating in the land associated with Lucifer and Leviathan, Irmin and Odin, and held together by cords that bind. And we declare these cords are cut. Cords in cords are cut, and threefold cords are cut. The parts separated into their components, all ungodly components and components that are not belonging to the land are bound, and we declare they are sent to wherever the Lord Jesus sends them. Do you agree?
Yes.
Well, we pray that every spiritual object, every power source, every system, grid, branding, satanic scroll, new world order scroll, Lord God, Illuminati scroll, and all matrixes associated with evil and sacred orders, including Freemasonry, placed in or around every part of this land to anchor it to these entities, would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. Do you agree? Lord God, we declare that every algorithm or formula created from this land and projected throughout these entities are shut down in every age, realm, dimension, and timeline, past, present, and future to infinity, including alternate Earths. I command the immediate apprehension of hybrids. And Lord God, the reptilians as well. Every cosmic artificial intelligence and technology behind those projections and call for viruses encoded with heavenly algorithms to be uploaded into them and their computers in order to destroy them in judgment. Do you agree?
Yes.
Lord God, we go into the heavens and identify every intergalactic and interplanetary data bank and computer that contains within its records or mainframe data, equations, parts, algorithms, and information of any manner extracted from this land. We declare angels are sent forth to liberate every part of this land held captive in those data banks, and pray all records and information in them related to this land would be forcefully erased and deleted. And we call for the lightning of God to destroy every ungodly altar. Lord God, we declare the annulling of every curse and ungodly insertion placed on the times and seasons of this land in synchronicity with Irmin, Odin, Lucifer, and Leviathan. We speak synchronization. We speak the repair of timelines with what has been written about this land in the books of the Most High God. Do you agree? So now we appeal, Lord God, to the courts of heaven on behalf of ourselves, our parts, our family lines, our bloodlines, our cell lines, all that we represent, and on behalf of this land and the fire and the water and the earth and the air that have testimony of injustice, and submit all relevant testimonies of injustice in combination with every item detailing the crimes of the group in the heavenly cosmic records, time, infinity, eternity, and Shemayim. and pray that the evidence of injustice and criminal activities would be weighed on the scales of justice, and based on the injustice detailed by the evidence, we demand judgment. We call for a crushing blow against this group of entities and all of their operations in all time, all space, all dimension, all reality into light and its inverse, executed by the armies of heaven, chariots of fire, the broom of destruction, the tsunami of living water, earthquakes, airquakes, and especially sea quakes, confusion, the acts of the Lord lay to the root systems of these trees, and the fiery stream that proceeds forth from the throne of God to collapse their realms, their programs, their backup programs, their bases, labs, craft, grids, power sources, and backup power sources to the fullest extent that the manifestation of our justice and evidence submitted allows for, as you administering judgment in your righteousness, Lord God, do you agree?
Yes.
So we stand in our authority as witnesses to cosmic injustice and as children of the Most High God, and pray that your lightning would strike and sever ungodly points of connectivity and demonic manipulation that remain between the land and these entities. We appeal to the heavenly mandate for Ur Melul, and we call for the purging and healing of the redemptive aspects of this land to be executed by the river of living water flowing from the throne of God. We speak your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that your will manifest as a superimposition upon this land. We demand that you administer justice and judgment in accordance with your righteousness, Lord God, and claim the godly inheritance and rights that the inhabitants of this land have been appointed, and render the entire confession established everywhere Yahuwah is. And Lord God, we declare that as of the speaking of this prayer, Lord God, there is a massive work of heaven that is issued tonight. Lord God, angels are going out. Lord God, assignments are being made on all of these evil trees. Lord God, I thank you that assignments and strategies are being made, and at the same time, your protections are coming over every person present in this house, that you, Jesus, are the shield, the buckler, the rear guard, the strong tower, and the fortress the enemy cannot overcome. There is no backlash. There are no accidents. There are no nightmares. There is no harassment. Lord God, there is no loss. There is no lack. And every evil assignment taken out against those in this room, we booby trap with heavenly weapons of mass destruction. Every evil agent taking assignment against those here find themselves in utter ruin, despair, hurt. Lord God, the destruction of all that they have because they dared to disrespect the sons of the Most High God. We declare the protection and covering and establish and anchor it at the conclusion of this judgment. And with this, Lord God, we let out our war cry to let the devil know and the city know we came here for business. Hey! Intercession and warfare.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Pastor, I'm finished.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Everybody shout it, even better than that.
Amen.
There was an emotional stretch, spiritual stretch, mental stretch, and of course physical stretch. I've seen people, you know, feeling like this is really going on too hard. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Well, let me see your hand if you're blessed. Are we all blessed?
Yes.
Are we coming tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to show up tomorrow, right?
Yes.
We're going to make it till Sunday.
Yes.
It's only 3 days. And on the third day, Jesus resurrected. Yes. Then we are rising in heaven, something new, something fresh. Yes. God doing something that we have prayed for years. Amen. Let's all stand as we close up. Thank you so much, Dan, and the Lord bless you. Can we just bless him? Let's just do this, stretch our hands towards him. I want us to pray for him. Let's speak a blessing over his life, a blessing over the team, blessing over the wife and the little one, that God preserve them, that God may cover them. Lord, we pray for them, we pray for the team. Thank you, Lord, that you have manifested yourself through them, that you speak to them precisely and specifically with details. Lord, your word says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. Therefore, you have given us knowledge and you have revealed the source of every issue and all the days that we still gonna go through, that you speak to us and giving us knowledge and understanding. And we declare that, God, your blessing over him, that may preserve him throughout this weekend. We speak wellness emotionally, mentally, and physically. We stand against any kind of attack in his body, any kind of attack in any aspect of his life. We declare, Lord God, that you continue to minister to him, that may be able to deliver to us through him. In Jesus' name, we speak a blessing over the team. Let each of them be preserved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to make a benediction. As always, just lift up your hands as we declare the grace of God of our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen.
You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Visit me at dandeval.com, where you'll discover merch, books, and the opportunity to engage in our private social network. Join the tribe by subscribing to our email list and supporting this podcast.